This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Aloha. I want to introduce you to your Air Force liaison. She's a fast burner.
A double espresso.
Morning, sir. I'm so jacked for today.
Make that a triple.
The old ex-girlfriend. Pause for the memories.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
Because you're a workaholic who creates work to avoid real work.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on that.
You wrecked everything, and I put my life back together in spite of you. I think that you came back here for a reason. Let's just talk about it before I explode.
Okay, here's the deal. When you consider the cast of Cameron Crowe's new romantic comedy Aloha, it's astounding the film is actually as bad as it is. I'm not a huge fan of Crowe's work, but even I have to say that he can do and has done much better than this. In fact, Aloha is easily one of the worst films I've seen this year. Bradley Cooper plays a former military man who is brought to Hawaii to broker a deal with the Air Force, a private contractor, and the Hawaiian people. While he's there for 5 days, he tries to reconcile with an old girlfriend and finds himself falling in love with his liaison in the Air Force. Cooper, along with Rachel McAdams, Emma Stone, Bill Murray, Alec Baldwin, and John Krasinski, can't save the film from one of the most amateurish scripts I've heard in a while. The one-liner jokes are cringeworthy, something you'd expect from a first-time screenwriter to whip out. The actors do their best to breathe life into the movie, but their relatively strong chemistry is no match for the awkward situations they face. With the flavor of a child making things up as it goes along, Aloha feels like it's been edited into oblivion, with several conflicting stories and genres happening at once. It's a train wreck of a film that isn't even entertaining to watch for the disaster that it is. Aloha gets 1/2 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.